Welcome. I'm Ryan Sokolowski, and I'm a senior program manager on the ECG CAT team. And today we're going to take a look at what is the essence or the core of storage replica, and that's creating a storage replica partnership. And notably, today's video segment, we will look at all three scenarios. So let's flip over to our environment. And the first thing that we're going to start with is our server-to-server configuration. And these are simply two domain-joined servers that have no clustering or anything else involved. And to create the storage replica partnership, we're going to use the new SR partnership command, specifying the source computer name as RepServe01, you can see, and designating a source resource group name, source data volume, and source log volume. And then the second portion of the command completes the reverse of this partnership with the destination computer name, resource group, data volume, and log volume. So let's go ahead and execute this. And you can see right away we get a return that we have created successfully our storage replica partnership. So that's great. The next thing that we're going to do is we're going to move over to our cluster-to-cluster scenario. And I'll select the first node. And the first thing, just for some context, I want to show you the configuration here. We have actually two separate clusters. So we have rep cluster 2 that contains 01 and 02 nodes in this cluster. And then on this cluster, we have, this is rep cluster 3, we have 03 and 04. So again, two separate clusters. Each cluster is in a separate, geographically separated data center location. So if we return to our disks view, there's a step that we need to do. I should also explain quickly that what I've done is I've brought in my available disks, and I've simply gone into the properties of these and renamed them from cluster disk 1 and cluster disk 2 to what they are. It's a little bit more illustrative. So the first thing that we need to do before we form the partnership is to add our data disks to cluster shared volume role on both clusters. So we're going to do that here on our source cluster. We can see that's assigned to cluster shared volume. And then we'll do the same thing over here on our second cluster, add to CSV. And that's fantastic. And we'll, just to illustrate what we're going to be issuing in terms of the command, if we go in and look at the C cluster storage volume 1 location, this is actually some data that we have pre-populated on this source data volume. But the important thing I want to show you here is this path. And we will see that when we issue the new SR partnership command here. So again, new SR partnership. This time the source computer name is actually the cluster name. Same concept with the resource group. And this time the source volume name is, again, this C cluster storage volume 1 path. That's why I wanted to illustrate that. Same path for the source log volumes. And then the destination, again, is the cluster name. So let's go ahead and execute this. And we'll have our partnership forming in the background, again, creating the storage replica partnership between two separated clusters in geographically distributed data center locations. This is a great configuration for sort of doing a BCDR type of setup, where you want to make sure that you have high availability for your resources, but then also to be able to have those resources available in a secondary data center. And we get our return that we've successfully formed our storage replica partnership. So our third scenario is to look at the stretch cluster configuration. So we'll switch over to our stretch cluster nodes. And this is stretch cluster 1. And if we go look at the nodes, we can see that stretch 01 and 02 are the two physical nodes in this cluster. And they are also geographically separated, which is what defines this as being a stretch cluster. And you can see the two separate IP address spaces here. So if we go back to our disks, the important piece here that catches some people off guard a little bit is because this is asymmetric storage, we can only have one side of this storage basically online at a time for the cluster. So you can see right now our source data volume is actually offline, and the owner node for all of our available storage is stretch 02. So stretch 01 is going to be our source. So we're going to right-click on disks here and say move available storage to best possible node, and the status of these disks will now change. So again, I've renamed the volumes so that it's a little bit more descriptive. So what we're going to do is we're going to take our source data disk, and much like we did on the cluster to cluster, we're going to add this one volume to cluster shared volumes, leaving a state exactly as you see here with the destination disks basically offline and the source logs still in available storage. So the way to enable storage replica on a stretch cluster is we're going to select our source data volume, right click and go to replication and say enable. Now this will initiate the storage replica wizard. And I'm going to move this so you can see the status of the different volumes changing as we step through this. So what's happening is the disks are being moved around, available storage and so on. Again, with the asymmetric storage, it has to do this to bring online the destination data disk. And we'll go back and give that another chance. Sometimes with this particular cluster, it's taking a moment. So I think as soon as this disk up here comes online, it will return in this wizard window. So we'll pause, and it didn't work the second time. There, the third time's the charm. So we will select our destination data volume. This is also a great way to make sure that you're working with the right disk when you rename all of your disks when the wizard goes through and calculates. You can make sure that you're working with the right disks. You can also select this show ineligible disks, and it will show all the volumes that it is seeing. So we will unselect that just to step through the next couple of screens. So again, the disks are switching owner nodes so that it can bring online the source side for logs. And we'll say next. And again, this will happen moving the owner node to stretch 02 so that the destination log volume can be brought online and presented to the wizard for its calculation. And we will wait for this for just one moment. Operation taking longer than expected. And there it comes. Okay, so there's our destination logs volume. And we'll say next here. And there's a couple more screens we need to click through. This screen lets you choose to use a seeded destination disk. And that minimizes or reduces the initial synchronization times. We're just going to overwrite the destination volume, and then we will stick with highest performance as opposed to enabling write ordering. And we'll say next, we have our summary. And again, the renaming of the disks really helps to map and confirm that you're working with the right configuration. Now what you see in the background here is that The disks are going to be moved around. Our source logs volume has now been brought into cluster shared volumes. And these destination disks, the data and logs, are going to be moved from available storage into SR group 1, which is an indication that they're being leveraged for storage replication. And we'll give this a second to complete and go through, and then I'll show you the replication view using the Failover Cluster Manager console. So again, as a reminder, what's happening in the background here is replication is being configured. This storage replication replica partnership is being formed between the nodes of this cluster, dealing with these this asymmetric storage. So replication has not yet started, and that will happen immediately as soon as the partnership is completed, which it is now. So we'll take a quick refresh of our disks, and then we can go in, select our source data, and go to the replication tab, which has now been enabled at the bottom of the middle window. And as soon as this comes up and pulls in all of its current refresh information, we should see the replication mode as synchronous, and then a replication status based on where it's at in the process. It's now replicating. And there's a nice view at the bottom that shows the relationship of all the different disks that are involved in this storage replica partnership. So that's what we wanted to show today. Thanks so much for joining me, taking a look at creating storage replica partnerships across all three scenarios. Thanks.